water. That as urban populations grow in other countries, we have to feed millions, really billions more people, and they need clean water. So I would hope UI Labs really does focus on sustainability and all that it entails, especially clean water. And we're an expert already in Illinois and certainly university with respect to food and agriculture. And related to agriculture is not only feeding the world, but fueling the world and healing the world. So the bio conference that is going to be held on April 22nd through the 25th here in Chicago, Illinois, it's the international conference. You mentioned all the people coming from all over the world. It's a gigantic conference. We really want the University of Illinois and all of its campuses to be really represented because that is feeding, fueling, and healing the world. And I think it's very important that this be part of the mission of UI Labs, catching into all those important missions.
Governor Quinn, I can just put you at ease that that is one of the areas that we are aggressively looking at. We've had discussions. President Easter's role, I think, was a G8 white paper on just those points of how do we feed the world. We've had two very positive discussions with OSTP and the President's office about the University of Illinois, if you will, leading that national discussion. So your point's well taken.
We're using the state's money. The governor is the governor of all the people in the state. How do we avoid creating an entity investing in a concept that simply reinforces the enormous gulf between highly educated, very wealthy people and others who are left behind because of lack of education or limited opportunities or the fact that they were just born into the lowest
income? Absolutely. Well, that's why one of our pillars was workforce development, because we really believe that, you know, we need to get into public schools. We've had discussions with education leaders here at UIC and in the city about that being one of our pillars. Is if we don't have that workforce, having tried to start two small companies, I can tell you, you can have a great idea, and if you don't have the right workforce that's appropriate, you won't succeed. So it is central to our thinking.
Governor, can we let Larry?
Yeah, Larry
off the
hot
seat? I think I'm off the 6 minutes,
Larry,
right?
Thank you, Larry. Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Here, Governor, take a trusty pin.
There you go. Well, thank you.
I get it.
Yeah.
There you go. Travelers to Brazil there.
Anyways, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Governor.
Much luck.
Thank you.
Say hi to our chancellors from Urbana and Springfield, Chancellor Wise, Phyllis Wise, who I think you know, and Susan Cook.
Well, one thing we're
going to
work on is MAP scholarships. University of Illinois at Springfield and all of our other two campuses and all of our public and private universities and community colleges in Illinois, we have to do better on our scholarships. We need that, you know, we have $400 million invested. We need another $400 million to make it happen for all the people around the waiting. So let's work together.
And that's the governor. That's the next presentation. you've queued up Christophe Pierre well, and we're going to turn the meeting over to him at this time. Thank you. Yes, please.